Hi, I'm Sam Olasla, and this is Northwest Narratives, the story of those who shaped the Salish Sea. Today, we talk about Billy Chinook, and you might recognize his name from the lake in Oregon. Billy Chinook was born around 1827 in the area that would now become the Dalles, Oregon. Billy was an orphan raised and baptized by the Methodist Reverend Jason Lee of the Wascopam Mission. In 1843, when he was about 17 years old, Billy was recruited as a guide by famed explorers in Bend, Oregon, Kit Carson and John C. Fremont, who were on an expedition through Central Oregon Territory. Over the following years, he traveled around the U.S. with Fremont, and after these explorations, Fremont brought him to college. After the expedition, Fremont also awarded him a medal in Washington, D.C. He was ready to use his time spent with the Americans to his advantage. He moved to the Dalles, Oregon in 1851 and set to work. Using his excellent English skills, he was able to become an invaluable asset to his people. In 1853, Billy wrote a letter to Joel Palmer, the Oregon Superintendent of Indian Affairs, asking him to protect native lands at the Dalles area from encroachment by non-native settlers. In 1855, he represented the Wasco Nation at a treaty negotiation with the U.S. government. Billy was also a signatory to the treaty that eventually established Warm Springs Reservation. He continued to champion the cause of the Wasco Nation. He also had a U.S. military career, where he supported the USA's attack on one of his rival tribes. Chinook lived at the Warm Springs Reservation, and after his discharge from the army, He continued on to champion the cause of the Wasco Nation until his death in December 9th, 1890. He didn't do the best things all the time, and his tombstone read, "A faithful and true friend of the white man," which in the 1800s usually doesn't mean anything good. But I'd like to think of it as a person who did what he needed to do for his community. And I'd like to thank you for listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.